Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. That's what Avanti means in Italian, move forward. And I do this, I help my listeners move forward by interviewing Rochester's business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show a great guy. I'm very excited to get to know him a little bit more, Joe Krestuck, and he is from Web Surge Digital Marketing. Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, David. It's great to be here.
Thank you. I just met you 5 minutes ago. Yeah. We've been on emailing and on LinkedIn back and forth for a couple weeks trying to get you on the show. Really appreciate your time.
Sure.
And so you're from a company, I just said it, it's called Web Surge Digital Marketing. We're here in lovely Webster, New York, where life is worth living. My previous show, I was interviewing the person in Victor, and I live in Victor, and so does she. So I gave Webster a little joking jab. I said, we're here in Victor, New York, where life is really worth living. And I said, ha-ha, yes. Webster, you know.
All right, good timing.
I lived in Webster for a while. When I graduated high school, my parents bought a townhouse on Irondequoit Bay. And after college, I moved in for a year. And Webster is incredible community. Just love it. It's kind of like Victor, where it used to be a lot of farmers, and now it's exploding, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
and you know, residentially, it's just packed with people here. The traffic is a problem.
Yeah, just like Victor.
Yeah, a lot of expansion on the intersections to keep traffic moving.
Yep. And we'll talk about your business, of course, in depth. But just quickly about Webster again. The village seems to be really starting to take off too, right? Charlie Fitzsimmons, I believe, is invested, and he's the golden touch with Trotta and the Village Bakeries,
right,
and a lot of other businesses, JoJo's and all those businesses, right?
That's right. So, it would be nice to have some more restaurants that aren't chain-driven
right here,
yeah, for sure.
So. Now, a guy that I grew up with since we were little kids, Fritz Sirik, owns The Coach. You ever go to The Coach?
I have.
Yeah.
In the past, yes, I have. It's a old school Webster staple.
So, oh, yeah. It's a towny bar that, you know, it's a, yeah. But I got to give him a plug, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
So, Joe, love to hear about your journey and what does Web Surge do? So, first of all, I want you to give us an overview of what your services are as a company, and then let's hear a little bit about your journey as an entrepreneur.
Sure, sure. Well, Web Surge is a digital marketing agency. We're 14 strong, so we have talent here that's creative and also technical. We have writers on staff, so we're developing content on behalf of our clients. We have graphic designers on staff. We have programmers on staff. So not only developing web applications, websites, but tying to back-end technologies as well to create efficiencies. So we're... The quick pitch of Web Surge is we work with B2B companies to help develop increased leads so they can improve their sales. So everything we do is entirely measurable, actionable, and accountable. You know, and so when we work with a client, we build a KPI right up front. We know we want to attack
KPI is key performance indicator.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We want to be able to be accountable to something as an agency. Not, you know, hey, we just doubled your traffic. You have 100,000 visitors to your website this month. Well, if that didn't do anything for your bottom line, what good is that traffic?
So you're a bottom line guy. You want to like be really proud of your results.
And we partner with our clients, so we're a long term. We want to be there. We want to be a part of their business forever. I mean, mm-hmm. Once we bring a client on, we become an extension of their marketing team. So to do that, we need to show our value and be very clear about it. It's not as ambiguous as it maybe has been in the past with digital marketing. There's so many ways to tie one of our actions to an actual sale or to an actual dollar sign that hit the bottom line. We're making sure right up front we're tying into those things.
Very cool. I'm here with Joe Krestuck from Web Surge Digital Marketing. And so, Joe, this really industry was, I'll say, pretty much non-existent, 10 years ago? Is it safe to say 12 years ago? I mean, the way it is today.
The form and shape it is in today.
Yeah. I'll say it's nothing like it was even 5 years ago. It seems like it's evolving at a really fast pace.
Well, you know, 16 years ago, I started into this
16
world.
16 years ago.
So wow. Developed our first website probably 16 years ago. I was involved with a lot of B2B clients in Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, who were starting to dip their toe into the water. And also was highly involved in a company who provided, who was an ISP, an internet service provider. So we did a lot of work with backbone infrastructure.
So creating websites.
Not only creating websites, but building out the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, so point-to-point connectivity, wireless connectivity, big bandwidth connectivity for big companies. Mm-hmm. So I worked with a company actually building out the internet. So I see, I literally was pulling wire and configuring routers to expand upon the internet. So I know what the internet, what these websites are riding on. I know what the infrastructure is.
You know, behind the scenes, yeah. No, but no one else really sees or thinks about it. They want to turn on their computer or their phone.
That's right.
And just have it work.
That's right.
Yeah. And you see, you know, you were a pioneer and helped kind of build the backbone, it sounds like.
Well, I noticed that I really was interested in the creative side. I was interested in the websites, and I was interested in understanding that there's the marketability, the commerce behind these internet pipelines we were running. You know, there's dollars going through those pipes, and
great way to look
and,
at it.
You know, really, yeah. And how do I put myself into that?
How can you maximize the dollars through the pipe, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's simply put, but that's, you know, that's what kind of steered me into this direction of, you know what, I want to be involved in helping create that revenue stream for our clients. So I got out of all of the hardware IT stuff and just got all into the creative. And we were, you know, I was testing SEO techniques. SEO is search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. Showing up on page one, number one in Google. It's been the most important thing since Google started.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most important thing today. We know that 80% plus of the internet's traffic is driven by a Google search.
Yeah.
Someone opened their phone, opened their laptop, typed a keyword relating to something they were looking for, whether it be B2B, B2C, a consumer product, or a highly technical professional product. People are going to their phones or their tablets or their laptops first, typing it in, and then whoever shows up on page one is who gets the click.
Yep.
And you have 10 positions on page one.
Yeah.
And you have typically three ad positions and sometimes a map on page one in your search result.
Yeah. And it's better to be organic, right? Just organically show up. What do you think? What do you think about that?
That's changing. So if you asked me that question 5 years ago, I would say, yeah, relevancy makes relevancy is super important. So Google, and you know, in Google's eyes, you know, if we think in terms of what Google wants, they want you to perform a search, get the answer to your query, and then have that satisfy you so that the next time you search, you'll go back to Google and search again.
Right.
That's all Google cares about.
Yeah.
It's user
repeat
experience.
Business.
It's user experience, yeah. And giving. So, you know, 5 years ago, Google didn't do such a good job of making sure the ads were good quality.
Appropriate, right?
Yeah. So you could be the guy that paid the most money to show up on that ad slot, and you could get clicked on. Today, Google, we're actually a Google trained certified partner, so
okay.
We're an ad partner. So we go through a rigorous training with Google. We just came back from New York City, training with them, and learning exactly what they're looking for in order to get those ads to the best quality as possible.
Very cool.
You and
hey,
I,
Joe. You know what? I'm sorry. We're gonna hold that thought.
Sure.
I'm here with Joe Krestuck from WebSurge, and we will be right back.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
Hey folks, Dave Mamato here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone, and we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willie and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
How are you? It's been so long. Are you back for good? What's going on?
Hey, good to see you. Yes, I'm back for good and just trying to get my life back together.
Well, I'm so happy that you're home. It looks like things are going well. I've been seeing those pics you post of you and your family at all those fun events. What gives?
Oh, VetTix. VetTix gives.
What's VetTix?
VetTix is an amazing charity that gives free event tickets, like concerts, sporting events, and shows, to currently serving military vets and their families, and to the immediate families of troops killed in action. It's a really nice organization.
That is so nice.
These events have helped me feel like myself again, and all these new happy memories my family and I are making are priceless.
We have extra tickets sometimes. Can I donate them?
Yes, it's easy. Just go to vettix.org. You can give your extra tickets and other vets like me can sign up to get them.
Awesome. I love that idea. What a great way to give back. I'm so glad you told me about it, and it was amazing to see you. And listen, thank you for your service.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Serving Canandaigua and Rochester's East Side. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I'm here with Joe Krestuck from WebSurge Digital Marketing. We're talking about Google. He and his team went to New York City to get certified 5 years ago. It was kind of a pay for play, if you will. If you went to search for something, Google would let anybody who paid the most to show up. And now, and it's a good thing, they're also putting into the mix relevance, right? So you just can't have the most money. You also have to be the most relevant for whatever that search is, because Google wants repeat customers. They want people. They want to be continue to be the trusted resource when it comes to search, and not lose people to Bing or whatever else they're using. Right? Mm-hmm. I remember before Google, I was using this one called Alta Vista. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's still around. Who knows?
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Well, it had its own little
Yahoo,
search.
Of Yahoo. Course. But Google won. Google won, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. 90% of market share at least. So,
tell us more about you're telling us about how Google and how it really is working more to be more consumer focused as well.
Yeah. So relevancy is key, and so what they're doing is there's a lot of automation built in now where Google is really tracking the quality of those ads. So you still have your 10 organic listings on page one, and those have always been very, very relevant. And you've always known, if I go click on one of those top 10 organic rankings, the result is going to be not the guy that paid me the most money to be there, but it's going to be the most relevant to my search.
Right.
Now we are in a position where Google's ads are just as relevant, if not more relevant, because they will throttle back your impressions and clicks on your ads if your ad quality score is low. Hmm. So it's not you and I, David, could spend $100 today on an ad campaign and run it for a week, and I guarantee you I would double or triple the impressions or click-throughs that you would get because of our training and our ability to have a high ad quality score. So it's not only the content of the ad, the placement of the ad, but it's the landing page you're sending your traffic to. So making sure that there's a good keyword plan in place, so we know what keywords we're going after with those ads, making sure those keywords are used properly in the ad, and the ad is there to answer a very specific question. So you're meeting that user where they're at. And then when they click on that ad, it shouldn't go to the homepage of your website and then have that user then have to filter through 50 pages to get to the actual answer. It should go to a specific landing page that's been designed for that ad that has continuity in content, good keyword usage, but also a good call to action right there.
And you help design those.
And we develop those as well.
Because you know what works.
And Google inspects that. So they don't just look at the ad. They'll follow the link. They'll read the page, and if the page has a good answer to the question, you will increase your ad quality score, and you'll get more impressions without having to spend more money.
That's amazing. I love it. I love that. Obviously, they're doing it for good business because they want to continue to be the trusted resource in search. But from a user perspective, I like it because it's just better for the user.
That's
better
great.
For the better experience, better relevance, and it's interesting because. I normally would not click on those ads. Maybe I'm still 5 years ago because I did feel it's almost like they were a little advertorial, if you will.
Yeah.
And like if you're reading a magazine and you see a blatant article that was paid for, you're kind of like, nah, I'm going to stay away from that. It's not objective content. So I think maybe that's why I stood away from some of those ads on Google because I'm like, well, they're paying to be there. How good can it be? Good to know that Google is being very, very, we'll say, parsimonious with letting those clients in. They need to be very, very relevant.
That's right. And so when we attack digital marketing for a client, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with SEO or the paid campaign. Those are the SEO side of things. The organic results are the most important. We know that's where traffic's coming from. Ads are important, but in general, when we're promoting for a client, we're looking at social. We're developing content for Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and we're not just putting posts in those platforms. We're paying money to boost the posts. Now, recently, Facebook and all of the social networks, probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, not so recent, but have changed the way your posts are seen organically as well. So if you have a business page and you're proud of your 1,000 likes on your business page and you make a post on that page and if you don't pay money to boost it, to promote it, Facebook will only show it to a very small percentage. Even though those people still followed your page, they'll only show it to a small percentage of those people.
Because they want your money to promote it.
Mark Zuckerberg needs to make his money. So he's there. That's
he's got a baby, a little toddler that's got no food on the table, right?
We all feel for him. So.
Yeah.
but we like that we have to pay for it because, you know, I could post 5 years ago, I could put a post onto a page or just into social and have 70,000 impressions. But I wouldn't know where those 70,000 impressions came from. I wouldn't know geographically, demographically, who saw that post for a client. So I had no way of tying that to a good metric and showing the client, look at this social is getting you your very specific visitor.
Yeah.
So now that we have to pay, we also have the ability to select a very specific audience. So we can target people based on interest. We know where they live, where they work, what position they have in their job. We know if they have kids or not, they're married or not. We know what books they read. We know what movies they like. We know what they are interested in because you tell Facebook all day what you're interested in. And so we're able to mine that data. And, you know, the way I look at, in general, digital marketing today is what's happening is, you know, the old traditional marketing, this is a silly analogy, but it works, is, you know, a shotgun approach. You know, you put a billboard up there and, you know, you shoot the shotgun off and you scatter.
Ready, fire, aim.
That's it. Ready, fire, aim. And now we're snipers. You know, and every dollar we spend in digital marketing it goes right to a direct bullet that hits a direct specific target that we are able to track their behavior and action after we've targeted them.
Very sophisticated. Yeah. I'm here with Joe Krestuck from WebSurge Digital Marketing. So, Joe, I've been in advertising for a long time. I studied advertising in college, and my business for, 18 years was a magazine for high school students called Next Step and then Next Step U, and we sold ads to make our revenue. Mm-hmm. Before that, I sold radio advertising when I got out of college. So I've been an ad salesman my whole life, and the damn internet ruined a lot of the business, right? I mean, radio changed. I mean, everything changed. Internet's changed everything.
Yes.
But especially print, right? So I had a printed magazine for high school students. Mm-hmm. And, quickly when digital really took off, teens in print no longer was cutting edge technology.
That's right.
And so I joke that I hate the internet. Well, I love it, right? I mean, there's so many pros and cons, but it changed a lot of people's businesses, but especially the ad business. And frankly, exactly what you're talking about, where I love the fact that you just said you're a sniper. You can really get specific.
That's right.
About who you're helping. And I remember when I started out in advertising, I'm reading, David Ogilvy on advertising and all these courses. And it was the founder of Wrigley said back in the day, 50% of my advertising works, 50% doesn't. I just don't know which is
one.
right?
Right.
You know? That's right. And so they would just blast, right? They would spray and pray. Mm-hmm. And they obviously would they did well, but they probably were also not effectively utilizing their whole budget.
That's right.
And so now you're saying we can take your budget, we can be very, very specific with it, whether it's social media, Google, etc. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
So now here's the big question, and this is I'm going to have to put your objective hat on, because maybe your company's not doing this. But where does digital marketing leave traditional media? Is traditional media still in the mix, in your opinion? Mm-hmm. Is it a piece of the pie? What do you think about that?
Depending on the target audience, mm-hmm. You may end up with a partial mix if it's a B2C type product or service, mm-hmm. and you're going after maybe an older generation who's not in tune with digital. But that's shrinking. I know my parents are fully immersed in digital. Mm-hmm. I'm 43, so you can maybe guess how old my parents are.
Yep, 68.
In the 60s. So, and that generation, they're fully immersed.
Yeah.
So marketing mix, I can tell you, we work with some traditional agencies, mm-hmm. and have done some back end digital for them, and it's. Especially over the past 2 years, it's dramatically shifted. Mm-hmm. We're not back-end digital anymore. We're front-end. We are now the project front-end. Traditional has...
You're the horse, not the cart.
The fire hose is pointing to us now. It's pointing away from all of the traditional media, and it's pointing to digital. And those budgets are being spent differently. I can tell you in reporting, in the mix of traditional and digital, we've got clients where we report to every client every month. So we come in with metrics and we say, look, this is where you were the same month last year. This is where you are now. How is this affecting your bottom line? So we show the traffic increases and the impressions and where they're coming from.
How many
from
people watch the YouTube videos, all that stuff.
And
right?
Very specifically, who we're targeting, where they're coming from, and where they're going to in their website, what call to action are they clicking on. So we really like to follow that whole sales process from tip to tail.
Yeah.
And I can be in the same room with radio and with print and with television reporting to a client, and I'm the only guy in there with metrics.
Yeah.
The broadcast media can come in with Nielsen and here's generally what we think is happening, but we're very specific in digital, and that alone gives us the ability to connect to ROI, mm-hmm. and to become the lead. So I'm not discounting traditional.
Yeah.
There's still a place for it.
Yep.
It's just shrinking.
Yep, it's shrinking. Well, and I embrace both. I see the benefits of both, of course, and I see it changing, obviously. I mean, I had to retire my printed magazine after 18 years. I mean, my advertisers, and really it was because my advertisers, they were like, Dave, we love you, we love Next Step, but we just don't want print anymore.
Yeah.
We want digital stuff.
Yep.
And so, like any, you know, we switched all digital, but like any newspaper magazine, from that model, there's just not the same revenue from an advertising perspective. So, you know, it's still, we still have it online. It's more of a curriculum now, and you know, instead of an ad advertising supported. But, you know, my thought about that is, you know, if what I hear traditional media advertising reps saying is, you know, certainly digital is massively important. If you could use traditional to build a brand so that, that when they see the brand on digital, they're more likely to react quickly. So mm-hmm. kind of like kind of the ground swelling.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, you know, every media person will have a good case for why their media is still relevant.
Absolutely.
And they're right to some extent, right? So, but certainly can't argue with the power of digital. You know, and we've seen the results, and I just think the tracking and the reporting mm-hmm. is where you will always be a very important person at the table.
So
without giving away any secret sauce, when you start working with a company, what do you see them not doing or just doing wrong, and how do you come in and be that white knight and save the day? What are some of the first things that you'll do to stop the bleeding?
Sure, and that's an awesome question. And there is no secret sauce. So everything we do is completely transparent. So when we meet with a client, we'll walk through our entire process. My job is to train. My job is to teach. Digital is so complex, and there's so many components and nuance involved. It's better for me to make our client more aware of what's out there and the proper way to address digital and really teach them what does it take to do it. That's how they become our client, because they tend to realize that they've been doing it wrong. Because to do it in-house, as an example, you know, I'd say the most common approach I see with businesses with 10 to 200 to 400 employees is they'll try to structure a digital team in-house. So they'll say, we're going to have our receptionist do 3 social posts a month. We're going to have our sales engineers write a blog article every month. And we're going to hold these guys who are very much not in the creative space, they're more technical, to creating white papers and blog articles, and they hate it. They don't want to do it. They're late on it. There's no continuity, no accountability. You'll hire a digital marketing expert in-house, someone who has experience to try to run the show. What ends up happening is, and then I see companies will also, they'll do those parts in-house, but then they'll engage with an outside agency to do an ad campaign. And so they'll have this outside agency try to capture this content they've developed in-house and then put it into a Google ad campaign. And
it becomes fragmented, huh?
It becomes so fragmented, and they lose so many efficiencies. So with digital, if we start with a client, we start with a very clear plan. We never, ever, ever take a client and try to spend a dollar in digital until we've done a full analysis. We want to know who their target audience is, what's that target persona, who are we going after, who are we speaking to. We want to know what their competitors are doing in the digital landscape. So we'd like to look at 3 or 4 competitors and see, are they running ad campaigns? Where are they showing up in Google? What keywords are they optimizing for? We also want to be clear about, so we've got target audience, we've got their, what are their competitors doing, but also be clear about their goals future wise. Where do they want to grow?
Yeah. What's their vision?
What's the vision? Because, you know.
Hey, Joe, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
College security officer called to tell me there was a drinking party on campus. The officer said there had been excessive drinking and our son was in the hospital for alcohol poisoning. He said my husband and I should come as soon as we could. I knew my son would face distractions and temptations when he went away to school. He already had unfortunate experiences with alcohol, and he was a little too good at fitting in with the crowd. I had no idea things could get so much worse so fast. A nurse suggested we attend Al-Anon family groups. Even though our son claimed his drinking was no big deal, he said he was not an alcoholic and that he could quit whenever he wanted. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting, but I'm sure glad I went. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and always striving to help the Rochester business community learn and grow and move forward with our show. And today I have on the show a great guest. His name is Joe Krestuck. He's from a company called Web Surge Digital Marketing. Founder, CEO, janitor, whatever it takes, right? As an entrepreneur.
That's what happens. All day, all night.
So we're learning really about, Joe's company really does some very, I'll say, surgical precision type of marketing.
Yes.
Going in, digitally finding out who the customers are, and then creating a plan, whether that's Google, Facebook, social media, YouTube, whatever that plan takes to achieve the company's marketing and sales goals. And Joe's talking about one of the great benefits of digital marketing is the fact that you could really pinpoint with surgical precision and provide reporting. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the month, you could go back to the client and say, hey, this is how many people we reached. And oh, by the way, here's who they are. Mm-hmm. And so very, very effective marketing. And that's become very unique to digital marketing and become a big reason why a lot of dollars are shifting towards digital marketing. So you were in the middle of telling us how you come into a new client, find out really what their objectives are, quote unquote, what they're doing wrong, what they're doing right, what their needs are, what their vision is for the future, and then kind of reverse engineering that into a plan for them. So if you want to just continue to tell us a little bit more about how you, in the beginning stages, start working with the company to help them, that'd be great.
Sure. Since every company is so different, B2C, B2B, and every target audience is different, the approach of coming to a digital client with package A, package B, package C sort of plan, $500, $1,000, $5,000 a month upfront without knowing that information, without knowing that target audience, not knowing what the keyword landscape looks like or what their competitors are doing in ad spend and digital, is completely illogical. And it's not for us, it's not the way we want to start a relationship with a new client. We want a client to come to us. We want to learn them, understand their business, understand that target audience, and work with them for the long term. And the only way to do that, we've found, is to understand that landscape, the competitive landscape, right up front, and not have a kind of a packaged pricing scenario, but to develop a budget that we feel will work and the client feels will work to do better than their competitors. And if the client doesn't have that budget, we're willing to move on. I mean, and I'd rather be honest up front about whether or not we can succeed and not take someone's money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. So everything online is keyword driven, right? So we know 80% of the internet's traffic is driven by Google searches. We need keywords to get into those Google searches. The problem is we only have 10 positions on page one, and some keywords may have 25 million, 250 million, 500 million competitors. And so to get into a position where, I'll give you an example, we have a client who hired us, a B2B company, who hired us for SEO and said, we want to show up on page one for the word pump. Pumps, pump. We want number one position in Google. And I said, well, you need a six-figure plus monthly budget to do that. And because they didn't understand that it's such a broadly used word, it's very much not only applies to bicycle pumps and car tire pumps and hand pumps and water pumps, but also the fashion industry. You've got shoes that are pumps. So now you've 10 positions on page one, 500 million results.
Yeah.
That's a big mountain to climb. So we work with the client to help develop very specific niche or long tail keywords. So this company was B2B and they sell industrial pumps. So some of their pumps were for use in agriculture, some were for use in manufacturing, fluids, centrifugal pump. So now we're getting into some keywords that if you're their target customer who is an engineer who would spec out a pump for a manufacturing facility and you use the keyword manufacturing centrifugal pump, now you've taken that competitive landscape right down. So there are many.
Yeah, how many people are typing in manufacturing centrifugal pump?
You're the target audience. That is their target.
I need to know how to spell.
That's right.
Right.
That's
so
right.
If I can become number one in that if I can spell it right.
So SEO is free. SEO it shouldn't cost a penny. It doesn't cost you a penny to get the click on in Google. You have to develop content regardless. We're creating blog posts where we want to get in front of people. We want to do social posts. We want to do videos on YouTube. We want to get into directories. We want to have reviews and we want to have guest post articles on other websites. We want to push ourselves out there as businesses to be seen. Why not have a keyword strategy behind all that content we push out? Come up with a top 10 or top 20 keywords that are very much applicable to the products and services you offer, can't be confused with another product or service you don't offer, has a relatively low amount of competition attached to it, and a relatively high amount of search traffic attached to it. And really the final question is, do my competitors show up for it? So we go through hundreds and hundreds of keywords up front and look at all of these options and then narrow it down based on that formula and understand, it's okay if we don't have millions of people searching for this keyword every month. We just want to get in front of using our target audience using words that they're using very specifically. This works very well in B2B because you have a lot of niche companies with niche language.
So you don't really have to pay money for your company name. I mean, if they search for it, if it's kind of a unique company name, it's going to come up anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so number one, get the free SEO like you're talking about by coming up with very specific words around your industry and then creating content behind that. So you'll just, like Google will say, like, these guys appear to be the expert on manufacturing centrifugal pumps, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then the next step beyond that would be you could pay for certain words too if it's not a common word like pump. right?
Well, not in organic listings. So yeah. So the top three ad spaces on Google's results page, you can pay for those.
Yeah.
But the top 10 organic, those can't be paid for. Those are
right.
Those are achieved by doing what we're talking about, by having a good keyword plan out front.
Yeah.
Getting those keywords properly placed within your website so it's foundationally an authority for those words. So create a landing page for each of those words.
Yeah.
And don't overpopulate the page. Just have regular conversation. We're talking about that word.
Yeah.
But then offsite, have your if you're going to write a social post anyway and you're going to talk about centrifugal pumps, get it in that social post. Get the keyword in there. And then put a link back from that post to your landing page that also talks about centrifugal pumps.
Yeah.
So Google watches all of that activity that happens off of your website as well as what's on your site. If Google follows a link and another link from a directory listing that talks about centrifugal pumps and another link from an ad that talks about centrifugal pumps and another link that comes in from a blog post somewhere that talks about centrifugal pumps, all to your centrifugal pumps page, now you're starting to build authority for that page. So it's not just what you do on site. It's not just the words you use on site, but it's the activity that happens off site. So if you're doing my point is SEO is free. If you're doing social posts already, if you're creating blog articles, if you're creating directory listings, you've got content out there on the internet, just approach it with a plan. Have a strategy up front with the keywords.
But it's all good content. It's all relevant, good. You're just not bamboozling the customer to get Google to like you, because Google will find out, right?
They're getting so, 15 years ago, I like to say, I belong to some groups, 10 years, 12 years ago even, where we could trick Google and get a picture of a banana to show up on page one for Medical Office Center, Rochester, New York,
try to test it.
and you push the envelope. Any good entrepreneur pushes the envelope. You want to see how far you can go. And I did that. We test and didn't do it for clients, but had our own sites where we would do a little black hat and play around and build links and buy links and see what happens. When Google released its Panda and Penguin algorithm updates, all kinds of people heard about this 3 or 4 years ago. They updated their algorithms, and billions of dollars were lost because really big companies did really, really bad things to try to be found on page one by buying links.
Yeah.
Link farms exist. You could buy 50,000 backlinks to your website for $50, and these companies would do that. And
then they got the penalty box.
They got the penalty box.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was going to bring this up. So about 5 years ago, I hired a local firm, was not you. And out of the goodness of my heart, even though I will not say the name because I'm upset with them. But I paid a lot of money. I paid a retainer, a high monthly retainer with this company to increase my traffic landing page, to my landing pages, everything. We had a product. And his plan, he had a quote-unquote network of thousands of websites where he would put my link back to my site on these sites.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, so that was nextstepu.com was my site, which is the website helped high school students with college and career planning.
Yeah. Okay,
I was on a mechanic, garage website backlink. I had or car dealers. I had nothing to do with college or career planning, and so what happened? And I was just the innocent customer. I'm like, oh well, he's the expert. Mm-hmm. I trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a mistake because what happened is I got put in the Google penalty box. Okay. I actually got, quote unquote, in trouble with Google because of what he did.
Yeah.
So I actually paid money to this guy so that I could get in trouble. This is 5 years ago, and now it must have been before the Pandora or what'd you call Panda.
Yeah.
And so I had a bad taste in my mouth. So what you're saying is, obviously Web Surge does not do that, and it can't do it anyway today. You're saying Google is really kind of adamant about really making sure that Everything search related is of good content and relevant.
Yes. Yep. Yep. And, yeah. And they're getting better at, you know, the machine learning is just amazing. And Google is really, really, they're pushing to have the ability to perceive a website, to experience a website the way a human being does, and everything around that site as well. So they're getting so much better at sniffing out anything that looks like it's been faked.
So the bottom line is don't try to fool Google.
Don't try to fool Google.
Do it the right way. Good content.
Yes.
Specific content.
Yes.
Helpful content. No advertorial, right? Make it something that your user really could use to learn and grow.
Yeah.
And then, of course, optimize it in the proper way online.
That's right. That's right. But attacking it with a concerted approach, concerted effort relating to your keyword plan. So knowing, you know, we've got a good list of 10 to 20 keywords we want to rank for. And as we're developing content and putting our ads into different platforms and running Facebook posts and everything we're doing, making sure those keywords are off-site as well, pointing links to your site. That's the best way to build links and build authority for keywords. So when your original question asking me about how, you know, what do I see businesses doing wrong in this arena, that's where they lose their efficiencies is not being able to attack the plan. They're losing their free SEO. Because if you have a disjointed company running an ad campaign outside on one side, you've got your receptionist doing Facebook posts, you don't have a keyword strategy behind the whole thing, you're losing. So you're doing that work anyway. You're paying people to do the work.
Yeah.
Why not create those efficiencies, get it all into one place so you have the conductor of the orchestra monitoring everything.
Yeah.
And you then SEO is free.
It's like having a great bullet but a terrible gun.
That's right. That's about it.
So, Joe, this has been great. I mean, you know, we're running out of time already, believe it or not. But really good information and I think helpful information for our audience about how you and just in general, how you can help companies get involved in the digital marketing world the right way, in a very specific way. You know, and once again, I'm going to say it sounds like surgical precision when it comes to your advertising and marketing.
It really is.
I love it. So, Joe, I'm here, in case you're just tuning in, Joe Krestuck from WebSurge Digital Marketing here in lovely Webster, New York. And, Joe, if people want to learn more and get in touch with you, what is the best way?
Oh, website. If you go to websurgenow.com, that's WebSurgenow.com.
Okay. WebSurgenow.com.
That's it.
Or just maybe search your name, right? You'll come up.
I bet your
name is pretty optimized, right?
Yes.
Well, Joe, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And also congratulations on creating a great business in Rochester. You have how many employees outside right now?
Oh, we've got 14. We just moved into a new space, doubled our size.
Beautiful new space. I'm here right now, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And plans for more growth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking to probably grow to 20 people within the next 6 months. We're building out in Ohio right now. We have an office. We're expanding out of the region.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're doing some really cool stuff.
Good to hear. Well, congratulations. And it sounds like you're doing some great things and growing. And well, maybe we'll do another interview in a year and see where you are then, right?
So, sounds good.
Well, thanks again, Joe. Once again, Joe Krestuck from WebSurge Digital Marketing. I am Dave Amano. Thanks so much, Avanti listeners, for listening to our show today. And really appreciate it. We do have to go. But before we go, I want to just end by saying if you or somebody you know would like to be considered to be on the show, I'm always looking for great entrepreneurs, business movers and shakers in Rochester, New York, please throw me an email at david@davidmamano.com. And that's M-A-M-M-A-N-O. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.